Chris, thanks for being here today. I appreciate you taking some time to talk with me.
You bet, Tom. My pleasure.
So the film is American Values, American Wilderness. What is the film about?
Well, it's about a series of interviews with people that we call ordinary Americans. These are not people who are interviewed because they are experts in wilderness or are agency people talking about wilderness. It's just ordinary people talking about why wilderness is important to them.
So this kind of revolves a little bit around, I believe it was the 40th anniversary of the Wilderness Act
right.
in 2004.
That's correct.
So a lot of us have heard of the Wilderness Act, and it's kind of the central theme of this film, it sounds like.
Sure.
What is the Wilderness Act? Can you define it for us? What does it do for us?
Yes. Well, the Wilderness Act is the most stringent form of protection of land in this country. And the idea behind it was, the act starts out, in order that an increasing population accompanied by expanding settlement and growing mechanization does not occupy and modify all areas of the United States. Hmm. So the Congress wasn't saying that these things were bad. Growing population, more settlement, stuff like that. It's not bad, but we don't want that everywhere. And the Wilderness Act sets aside these areas where those human drives are subservient to the needs of the natural ecosystem.
Why was it important to make a film with ordinary people speaking to what the Wilderness Act is doing?
Well, there are a lot of films, there are several films with experts talking about why wilderness should be important to you. And I wanted to make a film that was different. There is an awful lot of people, anti-wilderness folks, you know, we're talking about wilderness is a lockup for young, affluent, white males. And that isn't true, and that's what this film is about, is about these other people, what it means to them, how important it is to them, both personally and to their view of the human's place in the world.
Who are some of these people that you talk to? Where are these perspectives coming from?
It was a wide range of people. There are people in the film that have a variety of disabilities, both physical and cognitive. There are people of color, immigrants. There's a woman, she's a woman now, she was a high school student at the time, who's the daughter of Cambodian refugees for whom English is a second language. And she's just so eloquent about what wilderness means to her. It's really kind of remarkable. And there are inner city children in this. It's quite a wide range. There are a couple of old people in it, one of whom has passed away, the only person I know of in the last 15 years who's passed away that we introduced to the film.
And Christopher Reeve, the actor Christopher Reeve, many of us know him as Superman.
Yes.
He is part of this film, too. What was his involvement?
He is. Well, I wanted Chris to be the on-screen narrator for this film, because I think who better to narrate a film about the importance of wilderness than a person who, for whom it would be extremely difficult to go into a wilderness. And the short version of the story is I asked him, and he said yes. We had gone to school together, so I knew Chris. We went to, he was a couple years behind me in undergraduate school, so I knew him, and he said he wanted to do it, so I went and filmed him. It was a very difficult filming. This was about 6 months before Chris died. This is the last thing he did on film. His last appearance, really, other than an episode of Oprah, if you count that. I don't tend to count that.
That's TV.
Yeah, exactly. And he had a very hard time breathing, and we ended up having to use him a lot less than I had hoped. On screen, you could still hear his voice, but we had to cut out all the pauses. As you might imagine, the film would have been an hour and a half instead of an hour.
Sure, sure. What did it mean to you for having Christopher Reeve being a part of this film? How does it impact the film itself?
Well, to be honest, it's the only reason it was on PBS 15 years ago. I mean, I could have had you narrate it. No, no offense intended.
I'm no Christopher Reeve.
But that's why it got the play that it did. And I knew that it would, and Chris knew that it would, and I was up front with him, and I said, you know, I need you to do this. It would be nice. There's a whole long story there, and you know, we can go into that off air.
Sure. Well, it is important to have that name recognition and associated with a film. It makes a big difference.
It certainly does. Yeah.
So this film was made in 2004. It's been 15 years since this film was made. Why is it still important to show this film and talk about this film now?
Well, I think there are a couple reasons. First, the idea of wilderness is, I think, more vital than ever. There are considerably more people than there were in 1964 or 2004. Yeah. Considerably more people than there were in 2004 or 64 when the law was enacted, or 56 when it was first introduced. And the pressure on areas has only increased over time. So it's important to keep that alive. I think also this is the 100th anniversary this year. In December will be the 100th anniversary of the, well, if you're a wilderness geek, the famous memorandum to Mr. Leopold that Arthur Carhart wrote after he went to what is now the Four Tops Wilderness here in Colorado. Hmm. He was assigned the job of dividing up Trapper's Lake into lots for summer homes, and he came back and said to his boss, I think I could do this, but I think it's a mistake. And his boss said, you know, there's a guy down in New Mexico who's thinking the same kind of thing named Aldo Leopold. Why don't you get together? And they concluded in Carhart's words that there is a limit to the acreage on the shores of a lake, and there are a limit to the number of lakes, and there's a limit to the number of mountain ridges, and these areas of scenic beauty are God-given, and they should belong to all the people and not some of the people. And that was the first agency thoughts about wilderness. Non-agency people had been thinking about wilderness for 50 years before that, 60 years before that. But this is the first time an agency said, you know, we should probably not develop everything. We should probably not have everything for human economic gain.
Interesting, too, that's kind of a point when agency people start to recognize the finiteness of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, you know, you go back into history, it just seemed like there was just this infinite amount of wilderness and rivers and lakes and everything. And so that does sound like a really interesting turning point.
I think it was. I mean, we had, in some ways intentionally, in some ways unintentionally, depopulated the continent from the original inhabitants. And the people who were thinking about it at the time did see this infinite, the resources were infinite. And as we filled things up, there was this idea that, well, maybe we just don't want to take everything. Maybe we want to leave something.
Chris, thanks for coming in and talking with me about the film. I appreciate it.
Tom, it's been my pleasure.
The film is called American Values, American Wilderness. It's going to be showing at the Sunflower Theater this Friday, July 12th at 7:30 p.m. You can find more information at sunflowertheater.org. For KSJD, I'm Tom Yoder.